Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We're taking some time in John chapter 1 as John describes to us who Jesus is. Remember, John calls Jesus the Word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the first part of the verse, in the beginning was the Word. For many people, Jesus was a man who came and went, a man who visited our planet for a little over 3 decades. For many, he is the historical Jesus, entering as a baby in a manger and exiting on a cross. John, however, begins his gospel by blowing the temporal image of Jesus right out of the water. In the beginning is an allusion to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where the story of creation begins. However, John's focus is not on creation. He takes us to the pre-creation and focuses on the eternality of God. God has always been, and He will always be. John says, in the beginning was the Word. That verb was translates the Greek word to be. It's in a tense which denotes continuous existence. So the Word always was and will always be. There was never a time when He was not. There will never be a time when He is not. Eternal God chose to become like us so we could become like Him. The eternal God left heaven to be with us on earth so we could leave earth and be with Him in heaven. The eternal God took on flesh and died so that those with flesh could live. The eternal Word, Jesus, is the eternal life giver. Lord Jesus, pry my mind away from thinking of You as just a man who lived on earth. Help me grasp that You are the eternal God who loves me so much that You came to earth so I could live forever in heaven. May I live in awe of You, the eternal Word. In Your name I pray. Amen.